Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show, the one of the new year, here on Monday, January the 2nd, 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in the Detroit area, Clarkston. Clarkston, Ortonville area, and it's good to be here with you, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning into the broadcast. I'm so glad that you've tuned in.
Can you please turn it off, Mom? It's out.
Yeah. Anyhow, it's real good to be with you. I pray that you had a good New Year's celebration, and that you did the destruction, the ripping the things up, you know, the things we leave behind in the old year. And then hopefully you've taken a little bit of time to start writing the things you want from God from the new year, the year we just started yesterday. You still got time to get in there and write things down that you want for God to do for you in the new year. Because, as I said, we're starting. We have started a brand new contract with life. And that contract of 2022, it expired. So this is a whole new contract. And guess what? It's not the kind you had to sign. Sometimes you might, you know, sign a contract. You know, even when you're on the computer and you're asked to sign, you know, agree to the terms of conditions. By the way, I don't take the time to read them. I just accept them. Who takes the time to read them anyway? There's that agree box right next to it for a reason. Who?
Kim.
Half the time it doesn't make you read them.
If you know what it is.
Because I don't bother reading them.
You know best. Can you?
Siri, shut the alarm off on River's coat.
That's not how it works. His phone set up differently.
Siri, can you tell Siri to shut the alarm off?
Siri? Please shut my alarm off. No, I didn't even hear him say anything. Siri?
Did she respond, Ray?
No.
What was going on that she wouldn't respond?
Because on a phone call.
What is it? So shut it
off. We're back on. I'm glad that we're back on live on the air. I'm sorry that I don't know why my alarm just decided to be silly and go off again, but it did. And guess I'll have to have a prayer meeting for that alarm, I guess. I don't know. How do we, but we'll get it fixed somehow because I don't know why it had to do that. But because it wasn't like, oh, I want it to go off right now. It's like 5 minutes after my show starts. No. Because Dr. Barclay has an alarm on his phone. But it goes off for when he's time to stop. It doesn't go off like 5 minutes after he takes the pulpit. But what I wanted to let you know, tonight's show is going to be abbreviated just so you get kind of an idea. And then tomorrow night I have a benefit. I'm in a certain Christmas/late Christmas party to go to, so won't be on tomorrow night. But, as they say, I'll be back. If you've ever heard of, you know, I'll be back. And so, anywho, I hope you're starting the new year on good footing with God. And doing what we talked about. You know, starting, you know, writing those fresh commitments like what I'm going to do. And I'm believing God for great things for this program this year, even. I believe in God for some things. And I've heard what Dr. Rodney Howard Brown taught a good message on the new year, on New Year's Eve. And one of the things he basically said, everything that you've been believing me for, you're going to start to see the fulfillment of that this year. And Dr. Brown was like, well, Lord, be more specific. I need a better way to more specifically say, you know, to my church family and those who stream my services, those who, you know, pay attention. And God basically said, you know, that's the way I'm going to say that. Like there's, like he was basically his way of saying, God's way of saying, he couldn't be more specific. And you know what I mean, Mom?
Yeah.
Because
Rodney Howard Brown saying like, I want specifics. And like, what ways will it happen? What ways will the miracles happen? How? What? And he basically is saying, miracles are going to start to happen, like we haven't seen. And basically saying, you know, my spirit is going to be poured out. That's what, I mean, souls are going to be won like never. like what hasn't happened, like, ever. And it was just great. And about, he said, my blessings are going to be poured out on you. And you won't be able to measure it, you know, double, triple, quadruple. No, beyond that. It's going to be the year of El Shaddai. The year of El Shaddai. That's what it's going to be. This year, 2023, that we've just launched into, that it'll be the year of more prosperity, more freedom, more deliverance. You know, and also of us, more prayer. You know, more attendance to the scripture, you know, where this year is, it's the year of more, which honestly, it's what I feel about it. It's what God has been showing him. He first hinted at that when we had a guest speaker back in mid-December. This year would be the year of more. And so I received that. Are you going to say amen or are you going to sleep?
Amen.
Amen, yes. Because I was going to say, don't you want the blessing of God? Don't you want God to move? Don't you want this stuff? Don't you, or do you just hear that it's the year of more and just mean more sleep, more snoring, more. Because we can have that more too.
No.
we can have that more too, but rather not. And I'm believing there'll be more people tune in. There'll be more finances coming. There'll be more, come on, there'll be more, you know, and it'll be great. I believe it's going to be a great year for the kingdom of God. For the church, it'll be a great year. For the world, I'll just say, hold on to your hat. And kind of similar to what has been said the last few years. But I believe that the anointing will greatly increase. That whatever dryness we might be seeing, like maybe like where it's good but it's dry, that this time it'll be for real. Do you ever have that feeling sometimes, Mom, like where it's like, well, it feels good, but just a hair dry?
Oh, yeah.
Like where it's like, yeah, this is awesome, but it's not, you know? And like, I'm believing that because part of why there'll be so many souls won this year is because there's a hunger. That's it. There's a hunger. And I would say if you're a pastor, get ready.
Yeah.
People are hungry. But people also have to want to be a part of you, you know, because, and what do you do if you're hungry? You know, if you're out looking, eat.
Yeah.
You don't go into a restaurant, go into the supermarket, go into the mall shopping and you're hungry, you know, go to the go to the food court and say, I'll just look at some food, but I won't eat any of this ever. Just go in there, look around, like how you might go look in that other store, three stores down the hallway. No, you go, maybe look around a couple of places, and say, oh, I want this. I want this Chinese, or no, I want this pizza, or no, I want this this burger, or whatever. Well, at the grocery store, I want, I'm going to buy this and make that tonight. You don't just sit there and think about food. Eat it. People who are hungry for the God, hungry for the Lord, should want to, or hungry for something, should be able to look, and should be able to be led, find Jesus. Be found by Jesus, excuse me. Because, I don't know why I said find God, people will say, I've heard of where people might say this, and I'm like, I found God. Oh, you found God? He was never lost. He's not Waldo. Jesus is not Waldo. I have a question for you, Mom. Why on earth didn't Waldo go? Why didn't Waldo go to the gym? Why didn't he go to the gym? What? No, he was. He didn't have anyone to spot him.
That's funny.
A spotter is like someone who will find you. They'll help you like when you're doing, they'll help you like when you're lifting certain like bench presses, like heavy weights.
Oh, yeah.
Because and he probably didn't want to get hurt while he was lifting weights that he shouldn't lift without someone being there to kind of watch over him.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's an actual pun, because it's because he didn't go because he wouldn't go to the gym because no one was there to spot it. But as far as he found you. Nope, he found you. He saved you. He saved your soul. That's what happened to me when I was just a little guy. And you see, speaking of souls and a little child, most people who will give their life to Jesus at any time in their life, they will give their life to Jesus by the age of 10. Like 80% of them. That's why children's church is so important. Did you know this, Mom? That most people do it by the age of like 10?
Yeah.
I've never heard Dr. Barclay explain it. Did he used to when me and Ray were younger and we would be in children's church? Did he used to say this more often back then?
I think so. Yeah.
Stuff like that, some things like that is part of what he's cut out over the years. But I mean, that's why Children's Church is so important. And I'm grateful to God that I was able to be saved at a young age. Dr. Barclay has told us before from his pulpit that he did not have that luxury as a young child and as a teenager to be totally immersed and brought up in the things of God as a young person. Whereas I had that. And that's one of the things that I am called to God for. And I don't know why, listeners, why I feel so exhorty. Sometimes, you just sit here thinking about things and you just think and you share your heart. By the way, I'm sitting here. There is a fireplace, and I guess just talking to the choir by the fire. I guess. I'm imparting things into your life. And it's just, sometimes that's how people learn things, though. It's like, when things are just sitting here, and letting someone impart things. And no, I wasn't going to say grandpa, because I'm not one.
You got run over by a reindeer.
But I believe this year is going to be a year where people of God will learn wisdom. Wisdom will be imparted. Vicki Barkway shared a proverb of the day yesterday morning, and it was, wisdom is the principal thing. And I honestly believe that. What that meaning means, the idea behind it, wisdom is the principal thing, meaning like it's very important. That God kind of wisdom. Not necessarily always that man kind of wisdom, but the God kind. And I think of around when COVID hit. And you'd have some of these pastors that'll say, well, we're using wisdom. Oh. But, or, you know, and then it turned out, you know. But then there's a verse I know of in my Bible. I don't know what Bible you're reading, but in my Bible it says, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together. Oh, even just as much as you see the day coming. Just as much. Even the more so. Even the more so. Not just as much. Not less. More. More so. As you see the day approaching. And so, don't forsake the gathering yourselves in the house of God. And someone had asked me, during the lockdown, people would ask, what is it about, the lockdown? And I said, constitutional rights being breached. That includes freedom of religion, freedom to worship. And I pray that many of you at least thought the same thing, because if you say that, that's part of what's wrong with it, don't you just think, Mom, that just maybe it kind of shows where your heart is? Shows that you have a heart towards him. That it's not like you just say you have one, but it shows that you have one. And so it just shows. And so, anyhow, I think it's going to be a great year, and I want to encourage you, keep telling as many people as you can about this program and how they can be a part of it, because if I say, if I come on and say I'm believing God to get more listeners and stuff like that, how that can happen is if you tell other listeners how they can be a part of the show. that they can go online. You can tell them that they can go online to blogtalkradio.com. That is B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio.com. In the search bar, type in Upfront Entertainment. Upfront Entertainment. They can type that in, click on the link that says Live in Large. Then you should find us, Miracle Man. I meet the Miracle Man. And been doing this for 5 years, going to be 5.5 years in January. Thank God for that. And we just keep going and glowing. Hallelujah. God's moving. And we're making a difference. And I know this. In everything and anything and everything the Lord has me do, between now and when he tarries, the longer he tarries, the more damage I plan to do to the devil's kingdom. And that's the way it's going to be. For me, the way it's going to be. Because I plan to take people to heaven with me. And the truth is, the only thing you can take with you to heaven is people. All your clothes that you wear on earth, they won't go to heaven with you. Doesn't matter where you bought them. Amazon, Marshalls, Nordstrom, Mace, doesn't matter. They won't go to heaven with you. Your favorite food, whatever it is, it won't go from your refrigerator or your pantry up to heaven with you. Do I think there'll be some goodies for us to eat up there? Yeah. Yeah, I think there'll be a, you know, fruit and vegetable table and that, I'm sure, for those people. Yeah, I'll take some things from the fruit table and then some pickles from the vegetable table and like a few. Maybe a little bit of lettuce, but then also there'll be, I think there'll be a, you know, a wonderful table of southern fried chicken. I don't want the table of imitation fried chicken that they claim might be southern, but it's not, or fried fish, or yes. Yeah, fried's good, but I don't want it fake. If you know what I mean, like real good, crispy breading. And then also there's this dessert table that has your donuts, cupcakes, brownies, peanut butter for me. But there'll be enough for the next person because it always replenishes. Because in heaven, nothing runs out.
Yay.
Isn't that right? In heaven, nothing runs out. And you know what else? In heaven, we always look beautiful. We all look so beautiful and handsome. Us guys look handsome. Women look beautiful. We're all perfectly fit.
Amen.
And muscular. And no chubbiness and no too skinny either. We're all wonderfully and perfectly made by our Father, Jesus. And that's gonna be a great place. And that's why I plan for you, my listeners, to go with me is to heaven. And then, you know, we'll have the 1,000-year reign and we'll get to reign with God. And won't that be great? No devil. No devil. At that point, it'll be awesome. And listen, praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this new year. Thank you for this time tonight that we had just with me, just sharing my heart with these people tonight. Pray that these people took it to heart and learned some things. from the word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that it's going to be a great year. You're going to help us. Thank you that every need represented by this program tonight is met, that relationships are restored, finances are good for these people, that healing comes, and that every need, whatever their needs are, you meet the needs right here, right now. And I make my confession tonight that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program. Most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.